guys? I am doing well. How about you?
We're doing all right so far. So I wanted to ask you, after a couple of vintage baseball opportunities here for folks to enjoy, how things are going for the vintage baseball team?
Actually, it's going quite well. We have a really good team this year, a lot of young guys, and our first game we won like 12-3. The second game we won, I don't remember the score, but a lot of good guys, some fast guys.
Ooh.
New uniforms, new team name, new attitude.
I swear, that sounded like a proud manager. Mac Quattraro would be proud for the Royals with that report.
You know, you can't coach speed. That makes it easy, doesn't it?
Very true.
You can't coach speed. It's God-given.
All right, we like that. So what is next for the vintage baseball team? What's your summer season like?
So we have 14 games this year. We've already played two, one here at the Howe House and one in America. So there's 12 more games coming. At the end of this month, May 27th, actually that's this week, we play Parsons at Parsons, and then we'll play at Winfield on June 4th. And then as the season progresses, there'll be more home games, and I will keep everybody apprised of those.
Please do. Well, good luck to the team. Sounds like you're going to be mowing over some people. You know, so
we are going to be mowing over some people, and we're going to be doing it very quickly.
Nice.
Well, Lyon County History Center Exploratorium, Greg, open for the summer.
The Exploratorium, the kids area is open and ready for business. We've already had a lot of kids through there. We expect to have a lot more, but it's a really fun place for your young people to come and engage in activities, all brain related. There are no electronics in the room, everything is imagination. So the kids have a good time, the parents have a good time, and we're glad to provide that to our public.
Yeah, that is open for business at the Lyon County History Center, the Exploratorium. Well, Greg, next week you're going to be, the hub of a lot of activity. Unbound rolls in, and you got a lot going on.
We do have a lot going on. The Unbound people occupy our third floor. The entire third floor. This is where every single rider involved in Unbound comes in, registers, signs all the paperwork, and gets their swag bag. And so we are right in the middle of things at the beginning. And then the finish line is right in front of our building. And so we got a lot of things going on, and we love to be a part of this event because it's such a big deal. It's an international deal, and so we are very happy to be a part of it, and we wish everybody good luck and good health.
So is there room for us to squeeze in on that third floor like we've done in the past?
Absolutely. We have room for you, as always. We even have room on the roof. Last year, a couple guys came by, and they were drone pilots, and they needed clear airspace, and by that I mean for their electronics.
Yeah.
And so I came down here at 5 o'clock in the morning on race day and let them in, and they went up on the roof and drove their drones. One guy was actually flying two of them at the same time. So, yeah, again, right in the middle of things.
Well, talk about a new exhibit that you've got now at the History Center.
The new exhibit is really, really interesting. It's La Colonia, Voices from the Hispanic Community, and that's on our first floor. We had an intern this summer. From France, his name was Alex, and he was born and raised in France. And if you know Chuck Torres' mom is from France, who's from a hometown of this Alex guy, 20 miles away. So small world incident here. And so Alex was here doing research for the Hispanic community because he has an interest in that. And so we turned that into an exhibit. Very well received, very nicely done. So that'll be up all summer.
All right, and the First Friday Art Walk will not be in the first Friday in June because of Unbound. But when it moves to the next Friday, Greg?
It moves to the next Friday, which will have to be June 9th. And so we will be a participant. We like to be involved in First Friday. It's such a great event. Gets people out and about on a Friday evening and to stroll downtown and look at all the beautiful, wonderful art that Emporia artisans have produced. It's a lot of fun, and we're glad to be a part of that.
Well, I thought you were going to throw in a glow and frivolity there. Greg, I'm waiting for you.
Well, it is an event filled with all aglow with art and music and frivolity.
There we go.
Yes, I forgot I even said that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun and frivolity, yes.
Love hilarity frivolity. Has ensued.
Hilarity has, in fact, ensued.
All right, teachers' workshops coming up, huh?
So in June, we will have 2 weeks of teachers' workshops, and this is a Library of Congress grant. We're working with ESU, Dr. Darla Mayline, and got two of her classes coming, amongst other people, some other teachers. And so here for 2 weeks, we will be teaching teachers how to use primary resources. So, again, this is a Library of Congress grant, and we look forward to having all these teachers in the building. Maybe it will make or help me get smarter. There's hope.
Hope for us all, yeah. Greg. There's hope for us all. There's no doubt
hope
about
for us
that.
All
right. Well, a lot of stuff going on. Keep up the great work, and we will be seeing you next week.
Yeah, your place is always welcome here, and thank you for the opportunity.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Always good talking to you guys. Take
all
care.
Right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Plenty going on there as well.
As always, don't forget tomorrow we've got the ESU Buzz coming up at 8:20, and then we'll have our Newsmaker 2 slide to 8:40, and Terry Summey joins us to talk about the start of the Sertoma Club Miniature Train official summer season.
That will be fun. It's 8:56, 66 degrees. Good morning.
Bunge in Emporia is looking to fill multiple general laborer positions within their processing department.